Welcome to the Channel 9 studio. This is where it all happens. Come on in.
Yeah. So this is the control room. I think we had this on an episode of Ping where they showed it off, but this is it.
So we have two studios here. This is a building that we've been in since pretty much the very start.
Yeah.
We started out with a little closet right here, which we expanded out into this space. This became our studio for a while. If you go back and look at some of the really old videos, 2007 maybe, this is where that studio was. And then we knocked this wall out, built another studio behind it. And so now we have two rooms that we shoot from. So you can see these are the on-air signs that we have people sign when we do a live event. We've got, you know, going back to the old builds and Tech Ed Europe. And
I think we started this trend in 2012, but I do know at the Visual Studio 2012 launch, I got Sacha Nadella to sign it. I ran into him on the escalator and I was like, hey, Sacha, come sign this for me. So that's my little fun fact.
Yeah, nice. And we do those for most of our tier one events.
Yeah.
And some of our smaller stuff, we don't do the signs. But we do two of them. We have people sign two of them, and then we try to give one away to someone. So sometimes it's the event coordinator. Sometimes it's a viewer.
Sometimes it's Larry's office.
There are a bunch
there's a few that he has in his office.
Yeah.
But this is where I sit most of the time, right here in this little section. We have, how big are these monitors?
27 inches.
Yeah, really? That's it?
That's it.
Oh man, I was so impressed. These are huge. Everyone always comes in, they're so jealous of my monitors. But I got my desktop here, and I got my NewTek TriCaster here.
So yeah, everything in here runs off NewTek TriCasters. We've got an 850 Extreme that we use for most of our tier one live events. And it's kind of falling apart because we travel with it.
We have been all over the world with this thing.
It goes literally in a suitcase and yeah. And there's not much room for padding because it almost hits the maximum weight that you can fly with anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then we've got some other audio hardware and a Folsom that we use for screen capture.
And this is fiber that's going from here to MS Studios. And
so we can patch in live and send right to MS Studios, which is like a really high-end production studio. And so we can go through fiber right from here to them, and then they use that for the ingest point that goes through a content delivery network.
And let me explain how we do capture audio and video. So we have wireless lavs here that go into our splitter, that goes into our compressor, that comes out and it splits between our mixing board, which goes into the TriCaster, and it splits into our Pixes. Audio's a little crazy how we do it, but it works.
Everything is crazy.
Yeah.
So this studio is, when we first started, well, when I started, I didn't know what I was doing as far as building a studio.
Yeah.
And so we don't tend to do things the typical way. And then we, when we got a lot bigger, we hired a company to come in and we said, hey, here's what we're trying to do. This is the way that we've done it now. What's the right way to do this? And they're like, I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah.
And can I take some pictures of
this?
Because
people love it.
That's kind of cool. So yeah, the way that this this process works is we've got all robotic cameras because it's just Golnaz in here. We don't have like camera operators or anything.
One person. Audio, cameras, music.
Screen
I gotta
cap,
do it all.
Everything.
Yeah.
So we have robotic cameras in the studio, and those feed into these PIX240 devices. They take the HDSDI in, and they've got SSDs that plug into the side,
and
we can record.
Pop them in and out.
Yeah, we can record every camera through one of these devices if we want to, and then those pass through to our TriCaster. The reason we do this is because if we have to go to an event like Build, and we take our TriCaster with us, we can leave the studio up and we can still record in here. You just record these and then you edit them together afterwards instead of needing the TriCaster to do it. So that was the reasoning behind that.
So that's our cool, awesome, crazy setup. And then we have this awesome C-stand that I use as a coat rack. I thought that was really creative.
Yeah, it's nice. We used to use the fire extinguisher behind it.
Yes.
But they, I don't know, they didn't like that. They're like, don't hang
jackets. Yes, we got in trouble a lot, so we
stopped
doing
that. Fire extinguisher. So.
And this person right here, she doesn't have a mic. We'll just ignore her. But she's our awesome, amazing editor. So anything that has higher production value edits, it's through Caitlin. Because I don't spend the time editing like I should, but she does it all. What are you working on right now?
Oh, I'm working on an episode of Level Up.
Oh, there you go. Well, there you see it. And this is her dangerous little setup we have with monitors hovering right above her. But nothing's happened to her yet,
it's
so
not
it's cool.
Dangerous. All right, and then this is what we call Studio A. So this is the main studio that we use right now. This is a new table that we started using a couple years ago. The idea behind this, in case you were wondering, is we made this magnetic, and the idea was that we would have a different front made for every show to try to brand every show. And this takes like 9 people to get it on without bubbles and straight.
Yeah, it's very bad. We didn't intend for it to be the whole table. We just wanted it to be like right here.
Yeah.
But obviously the people who made the table didn't understand that idea.
Yeah,
so
there
is what we have to work with
some
now.
Communication problems there. So this is where we shoot most of the shows that are done here in the studio, in Studio A. We also have a psych wall that we use here for a lot of things, like some of the shows that used to go on Xbox that Laura Foy and others did. We shoot those on here.
Yeah.
They have a very stringent bar for how things have to look. And so using the green screen was the best way to do that.
Yeah.
Made everything work
well,
a lot
currently
better.
We use it for Ping, Level Up, some other random one-off videos, but I'd like to use it more. I think it's great.
Yeah. And then we also have a desk here. And the idea behind this desk is we could key this desk with a fake one so that it looks like you're sitting at a desk, but it even has like shadows on the top if the top of the desk is glass or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really look right.
And nothing looks that real
in
virtual sets. You know, you've seen shows that are green screened. It never looks.
We've become the biggest snobs when it comes to keying things. So it'll be like watching TV and go,
that's
bad.
A bad key.
Look at that. You got some green spill in your hair. What's up with that?
So it is a really hard thing to get right, so we don't use the desk too much. When you want to do a desk shoot, you do it in that setup there. But
definitely. So this thing has been the bane of our existence. We hate this post. It holds the building up. There was no way to get rid of this post. Oh. And we talked about everything. We talked about making like a steel girder C-frame for this instead. And it just can't move. So the joke is, like this post, we don't like this post. We hate it. And actually, we would be shooting this direction if it weren't for this
post. We would have
a
lot more space to work with.
Yeah, so
this thing blocks
this room used to be a classroom, and that post didn't matter so much back then. But now that we're using it, we're kind of not thrilled with that post, but that's all right.
Well, we got tally lights with our robotic cameras that we talked about. Let's go show them Studio B.
All right, so this is Studio B. Used to be our control room. Well, it used to be our studio in version 1.0.
This is before me. I didn't even know that time.
Yeah, so this was our studio, then it was our control room, and now it's back to being a studio. It's a really small space. It is self-service, so people can come in here, and if they just want to do like a screencast or some kind of demo or something like that, they just come in here, you hit one button, and it all fires up, and you're recording.
Yeah, so, and you toggle between, you can fade between. That's the setup over here.
Again, we're using another TriCaster to drive this. It's got one camera, very simple. We're using another Pix device for screen capture. And that's about it. The room was so small, though, that when we went to record in here and set this up, we actually set up to do like backlights. And we couldn't even do the backlighting because there wasn't enough room for the lights. So what we did instead is we built this LED wall that lights up the background for you, so you don't need backlighting.
Yeah.
It kind of acts as a backlight itself.
I love it. I think it's such a clever idea.
Thank you.
Good job.
Oh, thanks. That's nice. And the other cool thing about this is kind of not make everything look the same is that we have a dial out there that you can spin and it'll change the color. And you can even strobe through colors too if you want, which is kind of cool. We modeled it after what we do at live events. So if you notice our background in live events, it has this look and it also changes through colors.
And then behind this door, if you want to come in, I'm going to shut it.
So these are some of the postcards that we get from people. We just recently kind of started this, so we've had a lot more postcards than this, but now we like to hang them up. So if you send us a postcard, we'll send you a nice foam nine guy. So definitely send us a card. We like hearing from you anyway, and it'll go up on our wall. So
cool.
There's that. And then the nine guys.
Where
do they come from?
Yeah, where did nine guys come from?
Well, ultimately they come from China. But when they get here,
they hang out over here.
They're right here in our hallway, the only space that we have to store this many nine guys.
10,000, 250 in each box.
Yeah, which we will probably get rid of about half of those between Build and Ignite coming up. So we take quite a few of them with us so that you can get one. So that's the studio.
That's it.
Thanks for coming, and we'll see you next time.